Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Another extremely informative and vitally documented radio transmission lined up for you today. We are now into day number three of the World Government Establishing Forum in Copenhagen under the guise of climate change, global warming, the drowning polar bears, a planetary government established by the private central banks of the IMF and World Bank. And that is finally all over the mainstream media that, oh, the third world's upset. They thought the UN was going to run it and that the General Assembly was going to raise the taxes on the rich West. Oh, there's going to be taxes raised on the not-so-rich West that's being sucked dry by the bankers, but the taxes will be double per capita on the third world. This now officially in the treaty discussions, the draft treaty plan. And the IMF and World Bank and other private organizations will run the new global government. They will control all travel, air travel, taxes on all financial activities, a flat tax starting at 2%, just like the income tax started at 2%, over the entire GDP, a total tax that all governments will have to pay to the IMF and World Bank. So the GDP of the U.S. is $13 trillion a year. Why? You will pay 2% of that to the UN and every other country on the planet. But again, not even to the UN. It's the front company. It's the front government. It's the administrator. Ultra massive news and information on this front. New smoking guns coming out. More weather services of governments and universities caught fraudulently fixing the data in line with the IPCC and the United Nations. I'm going to cover it all in the next segment. And yes, we are also going to open the phones up as well today. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. You're welcome to talk about any news item, any issue, any story you wish to discuss. Here is some of the climate gate slash world government takeover news. Moncton, secretive Copenhagen treaty creates larcenous global government tax. That's the prisonplanet.com headline. Here they are easing it in. Frequent flyers could face higher taxes, says government climate advisor. Oh, it'll just be the frequent flyers at first. Sure, it will. Only certain areas of your cities will have license plate reading cameras that give you tickets and also tax you by the mile. Meanwhile, it's going in worldwide on every major road. And the official government plans are all roads will be taxed. Administration warns of command and control regulation over emissions, including, as you know, 3 days ago announcing that they are listing carbon dioxide as a deadly poison. Continuing, Copenhagen Climate Summit says past decade warmest on record. The United Nations is saying that when all of the true records show that it has been cooling for 9 of the 10 years. There was a warming trend. It's cooling, and they fixed the data, and they used the fixed data, the cooked data, to make that pronouncement. Also, the guru of science, science czar Holdren, called for doubling of CO2 emissions in the 70s to stop an ice age. We'll break it all down. Ladies and gentlemen, new smoking guns on ClimateGate are out as well. Stay with us.
most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. Here's an exciting announcement. From now until December 15th, all products that eFoods Direct provides are listed at 10% off the regular price. The holiday season is the time for peace, happiness, and security. What better way to ensure fearless hope for the future of our families than to have as much good food in our homes as possible? This year, in addition to the overall 10% savings, the holiday special is made up of the new prepared meals that taste great. It also comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate or as a gift. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Wednesday, December 9th, 2009. Can't believe it's about to be 2010. Climatologist who was demonized and politically crucified, Tim Ball will be joining us coming up in the middle of the third hour today. We also have a reporter joining us from Copenhagen via a video Skype link into the radio/TV show that'll be simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll tell you about that as well a little bit later. And throughout the week and next week, we'll have reporters from Copenhagen, including Lord Mocton, joining us again coming up next week. Gave us a very powerful report and broke a lot of key news here yesterday with us. There is also a two-part video that I shot last night breaking down the latest climate gate, but more importantly, breaking down the leaked treaty, the addendum to the official treaty. The official treaty has 2% taxes on the entire GDP of the planet over each nation, a global authority over transportation and air travel with taxes to be levied, taxes on all fossil fuels controlled by the IMF and World Bank. It supersedes and strips the United Nations of its global government power. That was always the plan. It is simply a front or holding company, a debating society in the General Assembly. Only the Security Council holds power, which Obama heads up, of course, first U.S. president to co-chair that. And it hit me this morning that even if Obama gives away his $500,000 Nobel Peace Prize, that it is a gift, it is an award by a foreign corporation, by a foreign group, just open payoffs to the president as he travels over there to sign on to this treaty. But we cannot let this huge, devastating news to the New World Order just come and go. The London Guardian's reporting on it. The Associated Press is reporting on it. But they report on it in a very dry fashion, as if, you know, they were giving us the latest prices of crude oil or something, or the price of tea in India. They just calmly announce, oh, we have the leaked version of the final treaty called the Danish text between the Danes, the Brits, and the United States with what they're actually planning. Copenhagen climate summit in disarray after Danish text leak. London Guardian, developing countries react furiously to leaked draft agreements that would hand more power to rich nations, sideline the UN's negotiating role, and abandon the Kyoto Protocol. Now, it doesn't give more power to rich nations. It allows the IMF and World Bank, controlled by a private banking consortium, to have all the power and control. But it's always sold in a divide-and-conquer system. They tell the third world, oh, come sign on to the global government treaty, and you will get to loot the first world. You will be given all this tax money. When it's run by the same IMF and World Bank that have, by design, it's been declassified in the 2002 leaked IMF World Bank documents that they implode economies by design. John Perkins, economic hitman, talks about that as well. It's just part of the public record. So, again, they're playing the two sides, developed and developing, first world, third world, off against each other. And even in the headline, it's deceptive for what the text actually shows. But then in the article, they're later honest about it. It says, the UN Copenhagen climate talks are in disarray today after developing countries reacted furiously to leaked documents. The UN Copenhagen climate treaty are in disarray today after developing countries reacted furiously to leaked documents that show world leaders will next week be asked to sign an agreement that hands more power to rich countries and sidelines the UN's role in all future climate change negotiations and taxation. The document is also being interpreted by developing countries as setting unequal limits. Well, you don't interpret it. It says that on the per capita carbon emissions for developed and developing countries in 2000. And it goes on, meaning that people in rich countries will be permitted to emit nearly twice as much under the proposal. So see, it's a greater tax per capita on the third world because the eugenicists that set this up have stated they want to freeze development in the third world and reduce development in the West. So everyone is going to be robbed. The people of the planet are together being abused and being brought into serfdom and tyranny and slavery, literal chattel property of this global private government. But, of course, this article attempts to make it all a divide-and-conquer strategy, making the fight between the industrialized and the developing nations. Individuals known as the Circle of Commitment, understood to include UK, U.S., and Denmark, had only been shown to a handful of countries since it was finalized this week. The agreement leaked to The Guardian is a departure from the Kyoto Protocol principle that rich nations, which have emitted the bulk of CO2, should take on the firm and binding commitments to reduce greenhouse gases, while poorer nations will not be compelled to act. The draft hands effective control of the climate change finance to the World Bank and would abandon the Kyoto Protocol, the only legally binding treaty that the world has on emission restrictions, and would make any money to help poor countries adapt to climate change dependent on them taking a range of action. So it's the same thing you see in the 2002 IMF World Bank documents. They come in with over a 100-point plan where countries have to agree to give their water supply to a private corporation, to give their roads to a private corporation. Always private corporations owned and controlled by the private banking companies that operate under the holding company of the IMF World Bank, Bank of England, private Federal Reserve. And so that's all this is. This is the world under a new debt system, but where private banks take third world tax money on all carbon, first world tax money on all carbon, give it to the private banks. They then loan it out because it would just be fiat currency if it wasn't paid by taxpayers. It's that labor that gives it value, that chattel labor. So it's a world slave index. And then they will pay the nations of the earth and all travelers and all money transfers, stock fees, all financial transactions, the way this reads, will have a tax on it as well. And then that will be fed through the private IMF, World Bank, EXIM, International Bank of Settlements Consortium, and then they will loan it out at compounding loan sharking rates of upwards, in some cases higher, than 30% to the third world nations and the first world nations. Just like with the TARP money, they give trillions of dollars to private banks, they then loan it back to the federal and state governments. And this was duplicated everywhere. This is private banks taking over the world. It continues. I mean, I'm reading from The Guardian. The draft hands effective control of climate change finance, that's the taxes, to the World Bank, would abandon the Kyoto Protocol, the only legally binding treaty that the world has on emission reductions, and would make any money to help poorer countries adapt to a climate change development dependent on them taking a range of action. See, they have to go under complete global government control under the purse strings manipulation. The document was described last night by one senior diplomat as a very dangerous document for developing countries. It is a fundamental reworking of the UN's balance of obligations. It is to be superimposed without discussion on the talks. See, it's all dictatorial. A confidential analysis of the text by developed countries, also seen by The Guardian, they have a link to the document, we have the document here in my hands, shows deep unease over details of the text, and particularly it is understood to force developing countries to agree to specific emission cuts and measures that were not part of the original UN agreement. They had to make double the cuts we do. Divide poor countries further by creating a new category of developed countries called the most vulnerable, so it can be selectively enforced to further vertically integrate and consolidate those nations and shut off their food and water supplies, as State Department Memorandum 200, written by Henry Kissinger in 1973, states the global plan. So this is a plan he developed and deployed, and then it was written into a textbook format by John P. Holdren that's now being implemented fully. Weaken the UN's role in handling climate finance. That means taxes. Not allow poor countries to emit more than 1.44 tons of carbon per person. And, of course, that will track everyone, which allows rich countries to emit 2.67 tons, or close to double. Developing countries that have seen the text are understood to be furious that it is being promoted by rich countries without their knowledge and without discussion in the negotiations. Yes. See, when you sign on to the Copenhagen Agreement, you waive all your rights as a nation, and the United Nations / IMF World Bank can make all the decisions. It's a sharecropper contract where you just sign over and say, I'm your slave. I'm your indentured servant. It is being done in secret. This is the London Guardian, not Alex Jones, not Lord Monckton. That's a quote. Clearly the intention is to get Barack Obama and the leaders of the rich countries to muscle it through when they arrive next week. It effectively is the end of the UN process, said one diplomat who asked to remain nameless. See, this is the true birth of the private global government. What does my film Fall of the Republic detail? This exact process, how the private banks will become the open world government that you will pay your taxes to. And no one else, even in the Patriot movement, knows how to read these documents or cover this. I have all these banking experts on, I have all these individuals on, and I'm not tooting my horn, but we understand it. I understand their program because I actually read the large body of work by these people. I understand their governing structure. So Fall of the Republic came out a month and a half ago. This came out yesterday, and you watch Fall of the Republic. In fact, as soon as Rob gets here, ask him to print the script for Fall of the Republic. I want to read to you what I wrote for the voiceover. Exactly what this article says, exactly what the document says. Word for word, how this transfer was going to happen. And we've seen globalists for years say, at the final moment, they're going to make the UN even more toothless than it already was and transfer full power to a private global dictatorship. All being done in secret. And it's all happening right now. Meanwhile, Psychology Today is writing articles about me saying I'm insane. I believe in a private global corporate government. And you can play these people clips of world leaders saying it on television, and they'll just say, you're insane. I didn't just see that.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Trouble so hard, ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble.
My friends,
God.
I want everyone to just sit back and let it sink in that open world government is being established by the very same central banks that engineered the financial collapse of last year and this year, and who have all registered record profits. They want to use government to force you off your farms, your ranches, to shut down industry so you become bankrupt, so they fully control you. We are literally becoming slaves right now. Now, in the West, we're just going to become poverty-stricken slaves. The people have already died by the hundreds of thousands due to world food prices doubling in the last 3 years because of environmental policies and ethanol that was encouraged by governments around the world to be produced. One-third of the grain fields, the corn fields, the wheat fields were converted to this. And so now the third world is starving to death. Millions and millions starve to death a year. That is the cold-blooded plan. And if the establishment can get you to starve to death, they'll do it too. They want you bankrupt. They control the banks that issue the currency and credit. These yuppies always write me or email me or ask me on the street, well, don't the big banks want to make money? Don't they want consumer slaves? They wanted to get you dependent as consumer slaves or get you in the justice system or get you in the psychiatric system or get you into the military. They want you under their control. And their number one tool is economic bondage, bankrupting the economy, so you've got to work for the government. And then, of course, the government takes most of the tax money and pays it into the corporate welfare coffers. Because we call it government, but most of it is administered now by private corporations, intelligence, spying, the military, policing. Everything is being converted to private hands, and only select corporations get the government contracts. Under this carbon tax system, they take Western money, third world money, they go into the third world and they say, we'll give you this aid at interest if you do everything we tell you to do. And what does State Department Memorandum 200 say? By Henry Kissinger, we will use war, we will use famine to reduce population, and we will use IMF and World Bank loans and tell India and Brazil and Nigeria and 15 countries he listed that they have to cut their population by half if they want this money. But they haven't been able to force that. So now they want their world government in place. The United Nations, from Peru to India, pays local governments to literally grab women off the street, to grab men off the street and sterilize them. Or they have them sign forms. You come in, you're homeless. They say, I will give you $1,000 and a factory job if you let us tie your tubes. If you let us sterilize you. This is on record. And that's the system that's going to happen in the United States. This is the system. And I want to warn all the people making $100,000, $200,000 a year, $300,000, even $1 million a year, who think they're members of the establishment. I want to tell you something. You think the received common knowledge is, yeah, there are too many people, there are too many lazy slobs out there, get rid of them. You are the number one target. You are set to lose your standard of living as well. So you better get that through your brain and understand you need to stop playing make-believe in your own mind that you're part of the establishment. Just because they taught you about eugenics at college and taught you about the people bomb and taught you that all of this was cute and funny doesn't mean that you are exempt. They're putting fluoride and hundreds of other chemicals in your water. They're putting cancer viruses and mercury in your vaccines. They're spraying you with barium salts and aluminum dioxide with a weather modification program that has the side effect, or perhaps it is the main effect. The White House, John Holdren, says, oh, well, it's for weather control to save you from global warming. And the scientists look at it and say, this will actually cause global heating. The evidence shows the government of the world is actually aware that we are set. They're not sure about it because even with their high-tech systems, not their fraudulent computer programs they put out publicly, but with their real research, they know we're set to go into a real cooling trend in the next 100 years. And it appears they are trying to heat the earth right now. So see, they're never really going to cut carbon dioxide. They're just going to tax you. So I guess that's actually a good thing. It's so amazing. In fact, internal reports by Holdren are now out where he said we need to double CO2 to stop an ice age. And that has more science behind it than the quackery of global warming. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
A journalist, television reporter, will be joining us from Copenhagen in the last 30 minutes of this radio broadcast today. Climatologist Tim Ball will be joining us to talk about the global government establishment that is taking place right now. We have Ron Paul scheduled for Friday and a bunch of other huge guests that I'm just going to not announce until tomorrow, Friday, and Sunday and Monday. But we are all over this establishment of world government, obviously. This is everything we warned of, happening precisely as we said it would happen, because we were reading the globalist-owned documents. That is what is so frustrating about this, is that I have mainstream reporter after mainstream reporter for magazines and newspapers come to this office, and I sit there playing for them clips of Al Gore and Von Rompuy and Gordon Brown and countless others calling for world government, the establishment of world government. And most of these reporters, I say to them, did you not just see him call for world government and say that the Copenhagen Treaty is the heart of this system? And they will not talk. They will not respond. They'll just smile at you. And then they write articles, many of them, saying that I'm insane and none of this exists, like Psychology Today. And it's a mind game. It's a joke. They're telling all the yuppies it's not kosher. It's not acceptable to talk about world government. For decades, they created the psychological compulsion, the psychological imprint, the psychological stain, the psychological brand burned into your brain that world government doesn't exist. The Federal Reserve is not private. The banks can do no wrong. Global corporate takeovers don't exist. And then now it's openly happening, and even in major newspapers, while simultaneously, it's like George Monbiot of The Guardian. He'll write articles calling us kooks that we believe in world government. Meanwhile, he writes books titled The New World Order. He signs petitions calling for global governance. It's total disdain for the public. They think you're so stupid and so weak-minded that they say, it's not cool, it's not trendy, it's not stylish to believe in world government. Now, we're establishing world government, but it doesn't exist. I mean, that's mind control. And the public says, world government does not exist. There is no carbon tax. Remember when I had David the Rothschild, heir to the Rothschild fortune on, who's pushing all this agenda with Al Gore and all over television? And I said, there's a carbon tax plan. This was 3 years ago. And he says, no, there's not. There's no tax. And I said, well, here's a clip of Al Gore saying it in Congress. Here's all the public plans for a global tax. And he said, it doesn't exist. Ha, ha, ha. You're a conspiracy theorist. Ha, 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 ha. And I said, well, why are the ice caps on Mars melting? They've since started expanding again, just like our ice caps have. It's a natural cycle predominantly based on the sun, according to most of the top climatologists we've talked to. I mean, all the climatologists say it's not man-made CO2 doing it, but they can debate, well, the sun's part of it, but also particles from space. When we go through storms of more particles in space, they come through the atmosphere and form nuclei for clouds. And but the point is, it's the sun and particles from space. I mean, the Earth just has unknown amounts in the trillions, and they just guess at that with readings of particles. Micrometeors coming into the atmosphere every day. But that's another issue. I'm going to your calls here. The point I'm trying to make is that world government is here. And it's a nasty world government. And it's openly calling for a global tax on every nation of 2% off the top of GDP, taxes on all fuel, all transportation on top of that, just 700-plus new bureaucracies in the treaty, all run by the private IMF and World Bank. This is staggering. It is just earth-shaking to see them actually announce in The Guardian and to post the secret treaty where private banks are secretly setting this up and ordering the third world, who are completely in debt to these people through fraud, that they must sign on to it. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Igor in Virginia, you're first up. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
I am just absolutely blown away. It's one thing to read hundreds of government documents and to know they were setting this up. It's another thing to see world government, completely unelected, authoritative, and tyrannical, with the stated aim of shutting off our resources and literally starving the third world to death, openly announcing their crime against humanity. And the average yuppies watching football and stumbling around drunk, laughing at us right now. I mean, they have no idea the economic blitzkrieg, the economic siege, exactly what the UN did to Iraq and Serbia and other nations through sanctions. We are going under total economic sanctions and taxes to a group of criminal, outrageous bankers. And if we would just stand up, recognize them as criminal, say no to this system, we could stop it. But instead, there's all these petty servants of the system that get off on the power trip of serving it, even though the system's destroying their future and their children's future.
That's right. I agree. I want to tell you and your wonderful listeners what happens in our classrooms here in Richmond, Virginia, where I'm from. I go to J. Sargent Reynolds Community College, and my English teacher, Ms. Bourne, assigned a project on the postmodernism period from 1960s to the present. where we were supposed to discuss major historical and sociocultural events that have impacted our lives. So I presented a 60-slide presentation covering the creation of Federal Reserve, takeover of monetary policy by international bankers. I've mentioned quotes from Wilson, FDR, Henry Ford. I explained the tools they use, such as problem-reaction solution, false left-right paradigm, who runs the corporate media. I've exposed globalist organizations such as Bilderberg Group, Trilateral Commission, CFR. I've covered the New World Order. Like you said, open announcement of global governance, and I explained how it links with the recent Copenhagen Climate Change Summit. It even covered ClimateGate. In all of this, I used their own quotes from Ban Ki-moon, Rockefeller, Kissinger, Rompuy, John P. Holdren, you name it. Well, not surprisingly, after all that work, I get an email telling me I got an F. And she called it a conspiracy theory, and it had no relevance to any historical events. So this is just a small example of what happens when you speak out the truth.
Absolutely. It's all publicly being announced. Why don't you bring her the London Guardian and the text of the World Government Treaty where it states all of this? I mean, maybe take her video clips of Ban Ki-moon, Al Gore, Herman Von Rompuy, the head of the EU. Mm-hmm. But she will look at you and tell you that's not real.
Well, sir, I was actually I had videos that I was going to present, but she didn't allow me to even show in one video. I was going to show Rompuy and Al Gore calling for global governance and, you know, all that stuff, and she didn't want to let me have any of it. Like, she just totally censored it.
Well, sir, that's par for the course all over the country, and this has even happened with folks I know. Trey Kincaid, who used to work here, his girlfriend, and I went down to the school and checked it out. It was true. Was at St. Edward's, a great writer, and she wanted to write articles about the New World Order with their quotes, and she was told by not the school editor, but by the head of the journalism department that it didn't exist, and she basically wasn't allowed to. And we talked about that on air at the time. But yes, they teach them on the campuses that there's basically no free speech. Now there are still pockets of free speech going on, but I mean, this is a great call because it illustrates what I was just talking about. I mean, they're openly establishing global government. The corporate structure says it's a world government they are to run. They say it is meant to starve the third world. It's now in the treaty that the third world has to make double the cuts, which will kill people en masse. There's no doubt about that. And there's already 15 million a year starving to death. It will double it to 30 million. It's in the State Department Memorandum 200. And these fake liberal yuppies just don't want to believe that their precious world government is a bad thing. And so you're too young to be told that it's really real, that you just don't understand why it's needed. And so you're just going to be told it doesn't exist. I appreciate your call, Igor. Now, if you decide it's good and you decide you support global government and start writing papers, I did this in college. I was writing pro-Second Amendment, pro-liberty, pro-freedom papers and being given Fs. So in two separate classes, one of them was psychology, I wrote this disgusting pro-tyranny piece and was given an A+ and was invited to have coffee with the professor. I mean, these are indoctrination centers. He came over and said, "You suddenly had an awakening and are understanding things." And I did it as a test, and that's when I quit college. So I was about to get enrolled at UT. And I played along, and I said, "Yes, I have found out. I do understand." And he went, "Oh," put his arm around me and said, "This is very interesting. This is wonderful." And on purpose, I had spelling errors and mistakes in the paper that was pro-tyranny. Didn't matter. That's how America and the world works. That's how this planet operates. It's all fraud. Thank you, Igor. Phyllis in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I had a little incident today where I called my congressman's office. That would be Senator Bob Casey. And during my conversation, when I was trying to express my dislike for the cap-and-trade bill and the idea that I didn't think it was something that I wanted them to vote for, and I tried to say how it was a horrible bill and how it was going to actually add to taxes, and I also expressed my disdain about the EPA saying that CO2 was toxic gas and should be regulated. The gentleman decided that he was going to argue with me and felt that all of my information that I was providing for him was absolutely incorrect.
Oh, yeah, you could call the Texas legislature 2 years ago and tell them you didn't want the Trans-Texas Corridor, part of the NAFTA superhighway system, that they built and put billboards up for, and they would tell you it didn't exist. CNN says none of this exists, that Ron Paul is insane. And so, of course, that's standard procedure. They just tell you, no, there is no carbon tax. Let me guess, did he tell you that, well, there's no tax, sir, there's no... Or did he say, oh, no, carbon dioxide is very deadly?
Both of the above. I tried to tell him that actually that the cap and trade was actually being instituted and it actually was something that was happening in California and in Texas. And he said, oh, no, that's not true. That's not true. I said, well, you know. And
oh, no, they're not putting emissions taxes on everybody. They're not banning big TVs and taxing the rest. They're not.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's all happening. I mean, multiple states have passed laws on every cow you've got to pay between $100 and $200 for their methane flatulence. I mean, it's all happening. What are they talking about?
Well, what he insisted on, I mean, he continued, and he actually got upset with me because I called him young man, and he told me that I was insulting him, that actually if I didn't stop doing that, that he was going to hang up on me. And I said, excuse me, young man is definitely not something that should be insulting to you.
Look, the issue is you just let that person know that you're going to go to all the senators' public events and that you're going to bring up real issues and hand out literature. And when everybody loses more of their jobs, you're going to let the constituents know that they put more nails in the coffin of our industry. You just let that creature know you're not that. Hey, buddy, you're not sandbagging me. Your propaganda isn't working on me. And then you tell him, I want your superior. Okay, you don't want to talk to some snot-nosed, little petty staffer, you know, who's been put in there by their family to be part of the parasite system. But what else happened?
Well, I mean, and then eventually I actually told him that I didn't really want to be bothered with any more of his bull crap. Sorry.
I'm going to let you go. Listen, I appreciate your call, okay? Let's talk to Chris in Georgia. Chris, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. You know, you're fantastic. I don't agree with all you say, especially some of the of your purist anti-socialist philosophies. But the main thing is...
Don't you... Hold on a minute. Hold on, Chris, and I'll let you talk. Don't you understand, Chris, they suckered the whole third world to go sign on to this treaty thinking they were going to get a bunch of free money from the West. Socialism never turns out to be what they say because big banks and money power always promote it because they just want control of the purse for social engineering and to give it to themselves. And that's what's happening again. Do you understand?
Yes, yes. And that wasn't the thing I really called about. You know, music is very powerful, and I love your music. But the best messages in music come in these Irish rebel songs. Let's get a few Irish rebel songs on there. Because they have all kinds of really good statements about tyranny dealing with the British.
There are a million good songs that I don't even have time to listen to or play as bumper music. But email show tips, some songs, some MP3s that you think are important. We do play that Chris de Burg Irish rebel song, Revolution.
There's a question I had for you. The Lord Compton, what does he think of the Queen?
Well, certainly, I'm sure that he likes being a peer of the crown, and he's an old-line conservative Brit, and we're busy fighting the Copenhagen establishment of world government, and so I'm an ally with him because he's an eloquent speaker against it, and so obviously I'm not going to get him up here on the radio and start asking him about the groom of the stool, but I appreciate your call. Anything else, Chris?
I like the way you answered that because it shows that you can are able to focus on where you can ally with people that you may not agree with radically on other subjects.
I appreciate your call. Look, Moncton is a Scot, and they've been brought into the whole peerage system. And I've read his writings. He's pro 1776. He's pro founding father. He loves Thomas Jefferson. He doesn't like King George III. Did you know that the Parliament only voted for war against the colonies in 1776 by a few votes. In fact, they couldn't pass it a month before, and King George III had to do a rare appearance in Parliament to demand and shame them into going to war. That was the main reason the war ended in 7 years. The British government probably could have kept the war going and may have even won in the end, but that we had so many allies in England. I mean, remember, the British repeatedly arrested the royalty and chopped their heads off. And that's where we got our Bill of Rights and Constitution, was out of Magna Carta, and then later the Parliament Act. The first hard-won battles were made in England. It isn't like that England was this totally separate thing. The Greeks influenced the founders, the Swiss influenced the founders, the Dutch influenced the founders, but most importantly, British common law, hard-won by the commoners allied with the lords. It was the lords that ended the hegemony of the king and queen. Do you understand that? It was the lords that brought freedom to England. So it's a very sophisticated issue, sir. But yes, I don't like the German queen, Saxe-Coburg-Gotha.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years.
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Premiere a 21-minute piece piece we did that's being posted in the next hour at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members, my interview with Dave Mustaine of Megadeth. And it's superimposed with a little private concert he gave us for 2 hours before he went out and played live. Just some short snippets of that. That is coming up at the bottom of the next hour. I'm continuing with your phone calls, and we'll continue in the third and fourth hour with guests and calls on the open public establishment of world government. And I could not have made Fall of the Republic at a more timely time. The United States is going into chattel bondage and slavery. This is the equivalent of 1776, the Declaration of Independence, July 4th, in reverse. This is a private corporate takeover of the United States. Everyone needs to order the DVD, Fall of the Republic. You can get a free T-shirt. We have a bunch of different choices up there for a limited time. When you get the DVD, give it as a Christmas gift. Give folks a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Just create a username and passcode and give someone an e-card that says you have a membership to thousands of videos, live TV shows, my book, Paul Watson's book, PrisonPlanet.tv. You can burn Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Terror Storm, The Obama Deception on DivX to regular CDs that play in most DVD players and give it to people. Get Fall of the Republic today so we can save the Republic. We've got to get the word out to the people about what's happening right now. The world government is taking over right now. They'll sign these treaties and then incrementally put the taxes and regulation in place. A lot of it's already in place. This is happening now, ladies and gentlemen. No more time to play games. And the general public is finally ready to wake up. They've heard world government announced on CNN. They've heard world government announced on Fox. They've seen it in the front of their newspaper. New world order. World government is here to save the earth. Then you read the fine print. It's a tax to private banks. This is happening now. We detail it with stunning clarity. Everything that's now happening in Fall of the Republic. We cover the Copenhagen summit. We cover it all because this was their plan. You can give people this film and say, look, this was released months ago, and it's everything that's happening now. People really listen and wake up to things that were done before it happened. People like that. It verifies the information for them. This film is evergreen. You can watch this film in 1,000 years, and it will be pertinent to the real history of what happened. Like Jesse Ventura said yesterday, he's proud of his television show because it will be a testament to a lot of key things in history of what really happened. So again, go to Infowars.com today, order Fall of the Republic, get the free T-shirts. We've got a bunch of other combo deals. We can get free DVDs, free films when you order one film or more. Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And don't forget, we're going to be posting in the next hour at PrisonPlanet.tv for members the Megadeth interview I did. It's very important. It's the second biggest heavy metal band in the world. Of course, Dave Mustaine was part of Metallica, the biggest group, and he has tens of millions of fans around the world. And his new album is named Endgame off of my film. He said that here on air a month ago when he was with us, a month and a half ago. And we went and interviewed him about the New World Order, about the banking system, so much more. We're going to premiere this at 12:30 live today, streaming for PrisonPlanet.tv members. And then right after that, it's going up at PrisonPlanet.tv. Paul Watson's doing a blurb right up for PrisonPlanet.tv members right now. And by the way, until Christmas, you can sign up and get 5.5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.